Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am responsible for the chaos around here. Barbara Weltman joins us on a regular basis and try to restore some order with some success. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Barbara, what else do we need to know about our taxes going forward?
Well, one of the things we have to keep an eye on is the fact that numerous tax breaks are scheduled to expire at the end of 2020, unless Congress extends them. And as we know from the past, you and I have talked about this many times, Congress sometimes doesn't get around to doing anything until the following year, and then they make retroactive changes.
Even
but one of the things I think...
preventing us from planning.
Exactly. But one of the things I think we should keep an eye on as an opportunity this year before it expires, not knowing whether it will be extended, is the work opportunity credit. So businesses that are getting back into the swing of things and need to hire new people, don't overlook the opportunity to get a tax credit for just hiring people that you want to hire anyway. Hmm. And one of the categories that could entitle you to claim a tax credit of up to $2,400, that's $2,400 off your taxes, is for long-term unemployed, somebody unemployed for 26 weeks straight.
Huh.
There are a lot of people out there like that, and if you're looking to hire and you hire one of those people, you're going to get that really nice tax credit, and there's no limit on the number of new hires you can claim the credit for.
What is the credit? How much is it again?
Well, that particular one would be up to $2,400.
Hmm. And that's a credit, folks, not a deduction.
That's a credit.
That's one-to-one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just because Congress wants to incentivize companies to hire people from so-called targeted groups, ex-felons and the certain other categories where they may not have the easiest time to get jobs. So that's really a good thing. And again, you have just in order to take the credit, you have to submit paperwork to your state workforce agency within a set time. So if you don't do that, even if you would otherwise be entitled to the credit, you could not get it. So you got to follow through and make sure you know what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And of course, I'm hearing people who want to hire folks. And
that's
one of the
right.
things I'm having trouble
too.
With is finding people to hire.
Well, that's absolutely true. But I think that this is, keep this in the back of your mind. When you have somebody, when you're hiring somebody and you have them, and you've hired them and you have them complete their W-4 and their I-9, have them also sign IRS Form 8850. Just do it.
And that'll get you the return. You file that with your return, you get the credit with your
return.
No,
you don't file that with your return. That goes into your state workforce agency. There are instructions attached to the form, and you submit that, and that says, yes, this person is part of a targeted group. Take the credit.
Huh. And you take the credit on the 2020
on
tax
your income
return?
Tax return.
Yeah, on
yep.
the 2020 return. Yeah.
Right. That's exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So what else?
Well, again, just I think we have to just all keep an eye on what's going on in Washington, that there may be additional incentives for businesses, especially for businesses. I'm anticipating or hoping that there may be things for business. Look, we've had so many business closures, so many restaurants, so many retail stores and such that have closed. In order to get businesses up and running, they may increase incentives for startups. We've had this in the past where they've upped the write-offs for your startup costs. So if you're thinking of starting a new business, a second business, this may be a new opportunity to underwrite the cost of getting started. keep an eye on what's going on in Washington.
And Steve Martin was on earlier. He's a SCORE volunteer. He said he's hearing a lot from people who are wanting him to help them start a business. He says he's kind of surprised.
I'm hearing so much from people who want to start right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
yeah. Well, that's what, last hour, and as I've said a thousand times, that's what caused me to start a business. I lost my job, and after 23 years as a good employee, I started my business, and the rest is history. Hey, Barbara, I need the website one more time, please.
The website, Big Ideas for Small Business.
And your daily text tip.
My idea of the day, you can sign up right to get it in your email.
Yes.
Every morning.
It's awesome, folks, so check that out. Hey, Barbara, good job again today. Come back soon.
You bet.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, one of our very smart Brain Trust members. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.